Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's time to doom scroll with Slim Fast.
What you don't know could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Herpes infected monkeys.
This is Headlines on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo. The lighter side of doom scrolling. Let's do it.
Yes. So I know you start your day every day with Fox and Friends. Is that's what it's called, right?
No.
Fox News.
No.
Did you hear what happened to them and their studios and their headquarters?
Is that still on? Is it like Steve Ducci?
Yep. It looked like the same people. I don't know. I feel like the woman has maybe changed a couple times, but okay. I'm not sure. I don't watch it every day. But it's definitely, is Steve Ducci the tall, older
blonde-headed guy, right?
Yeah. I think it looks like the same basic cast of characters. So the War on Christmas has been a big thing for years, right? And, going all the way back to, 2004 or 5, I remember Bill O'Reilly talking about the War on Christmas. And, you got to say Merry Christmas, no Happy Holidays. And there's been the problems with Starbucks holiday cups not being Christmassy enough every year or something. But this actually sounds a little bit more like a War on Christmas to
really?
Me. Yeah.
And, oh, you're starting to buy in after all these years.
This one does.
There's a War on Christmas guy now.
But I love Christmas. It's my favorite. And I say Merry Christmas, but this, I got a good chuckle out of this. This is from their show this morning.
Normally during the Christmas season, we start the program by showing an outside shot of our all-American Christmas tree on Fox Square. But last night, shortly after midnight, somebody climbed up in the tree and lit it on fire.
All right.
Well, a 49-year-old Brooklyn man has been arrested for allegedly setting a huge Christmas tree outside the Fox News building in Midtown Manhattan ablaze early Wednesday, causing a wild scene and endangering passersby, police said. Craig Tamanaha was taken into custody at West 48th Street and 6th Avenue. Police officials said the fire, which was deemed intentional by fire marshals, caused an estimated $500,000 in property damage, in addition to unnecessarily frightening.
How much did that tree?
That's what I want to know. What does the tree itself cost? I mean, if you tell me it burned something else, but there were no injuries reported other than what they say were, traumatic mental scarring that those kids must have
thought. Because it's American.
It's American. And it's not, it's the Fox News.
All American.
Tree. Yes. And it's on fire. Like, mommy, why is it on fire? And I don't know what his intentions were. I don't know what his motivations were, but the thought of climbing to the top of it and setting that thing ablaze, like, this is what I'm going to do. And you know what, sir? By the way, 49-year-old Brooklyn man who got arrested. You're the reason we're going to have to keep hearing more about the War on Christmas now, because
right.
I don't know what type of psychiatric problems you may or may not have, or whether or not you care anything about Christmas, or if you're just mad at Fox, or if you just wanted to light something on fire because you're a pyromaniac. The point is, pyrotechnic, both. The point is, now it's going to be back to the War on Christmas. Mm-hmm. You don't hear about the War on Christmas as much anymore. At least I don't feel like you do. Maybe I don't know if that just kind of ran
its
course.
Has Starbucks released their cups yet?
It's a good question. They have to,
that's
right?
That's always the big one.
Who's been to Starbucks this year? Starbucks.
Julia. Oh,
yeah, I go a lot.
Have you seen the holiday cup yet?
The holiday cup?
This year's 2021, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm looking at the cup right now. That looks Christmassy.
I get iced stuff, so I feel like those are just normal.
Oh, they're in the clear cups?
Yeah.
Well, here they are, Lazo. One looks like a Christmas sweater, right?
Okay.
I mean, it's red and green and white. This one's got ribbons on it and stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, none of them say, like, he died for our sins so that you could be whatever, but they're Christmassy.
They usually get really mad because they didn't say, you know, like, Merry Christmas.
That's the problem. And also, I wish there was a way for me, when I say Merry Christmas to someone, like, at a store, and they say thanks, I say Merry Christmas.
Why do you say it? Why are you going to be a douche?
Because of you, Lazlo, because I want Christmas to be for everyone.
Okay, but it's not.
If you're Jewish and celebrate Hanukkah, but you
can't
said it before.
Force it on people.
No. I want you to be invited.
Christmas forcer.
And I don't.
No, I agree.
Lazlo says the worst part of Christmas is Jesus.
Jesus ruins Christmas.
He ruins Christmas. And so in my mind, it's a great holiday about
B-Day.
Retail and getting together.
He ruins it. Then everybody's out. We're with family. We're exchanging gifts. It's like, you know, putting all our bygones right behind us. We're with our loved ones. We're holding hands. There's sweaters and jackets and lights and singing and snow and everything's great. And then Jesus is like, you know, I did die for you.
Right.
You're no, like, that's not what that's in April.
That's when he came back. This is his birthday.
Right, but it's like, you know, Jesus died for our sins. It's always like
we're all sinners and blah, blah, blah.
Like, it just ruins everything.
I just wish that we could take Christmas and say, you know what, it's just a holiday where we all get the day off.
That's why you say happy holidays.
You say happy holidays so as not to offend someone who doesn't celebrate Christmas.
No, I say happy holidays to get Jesus out of Christmas.
What?
Oh, I see. But I'm saying, like, you could, if you say Christmas enough and you don't believe in Jesus, then you forget that Christ is even in the name.
Because it's still, you mean you're not going to overcome all those years.
I gotcha. I don't know.
So you just have to say happy holidays.
Isn't that what the Christians did? They took this pagan holiday and reappropriated it.
You're going to change it today. So if I walk around town and I just say happy holidays, that says, like, hey, I love this Christmas thing except for Jesus. He ruins it.
Well, see, I thought I was doing this like in the spirit of Lazlo, just say, no, it's for everyone, and you don't have to celebrate it. But more importantly, if you do want to celebrate it, you don't have to go to church.
Well, you have to preface that every time that you say Merry Christmas. Or you could just say, happy holidays. Happy holiday season.
Happy holidays.
Right, that's it. If you say Merry Christmas, then you're bringing Christ into it.
I feel like if I'm...
I get Christ out of Christmas.
Well, then we should just change the name of it completely and give it a new name.
Happy Holidays.
Well, but the holidays is like, it's Hanukkah, it's Ramadan, it's all these things.
Exactly.
Or Kwanzaa, it's all
exactly.
These things. Right.
Happy Holidays.
All right.
Enjoy them all.
So you think I should stop saying Merry Christmas?
Yes.
I thought I'd gone like past, like I'm so liberal that.
No,
I'm just, they think like, oh, this guy's some sort of.
Yeah, just youth, why, you know why.
Youth pastor or something. Damn it. All right. Did you guys see the video or read the story?
I mean, Julia, are you upset with me that I said Jesus ruins Christmas?
No.
Okay, good.
And she went to Jesus school.
I was just correcting where you put his purpose.
Well, no, I know that it's his birthday, but I just feel like, you know, then once you start to bring Christ into Christmas, it's no longer about singing and gifts.
It's
and
about
all of the things that it's supposed to be about.
About a lot of stuff.
And then it becomes all about, you know, Jesus died for our sins and we're all sinners and it's his birthday and, you know.
I think
it gets real sad quick.
Christmas is his B-Day celebration. The died for our sins is Easter.
It's a weird way to, you know what, forget about it. But it is a weird birthday celebration. Like, you wake up, I don't know, fine. It's his birthday. It's Christmas. I love it. Lazlo loves it. We're not religious. You don't have to be.
I love the holiday
season. He loves the holiday season. So have you guys seen the video or read about the karaoke substitute teacher?
No.
Everyone remembers having a few substitute teachers that came in there, and maybe they tried to be the cool substitute, or maybe they came in there and they looked like deer in headlights. And
I feel
I don't know
so bad for substitutes.
Right? Like, the kids didn't listen to a word they said.
Ruthless.
Just so mean to them, and just like, what are you going to do? You're a substitute. Every now and then, I remember one time having a substitute who said, well, just so you know, I'm actually your regular teacher's mother, so I'll report back. And that, that added a little bit of weight. Looking back, I think she might have been lying about that. But, you know, she had to try and find a way to get us under control. Well, a substitute teacher at a high school in Austin made headlines and went viral because he comes to class and he brings with him a karaoke machine. Not just karaoke machine, but like karaoke lights, okay?
Okay.
He turns the lights off and he turns the karaoke lights on and he, boom, powers up the karaoke machine and he proceeds to sing Britney Spears' Toxic.
Hmm.
now. I don't know how many parents are saying, like, toxic is inappropriate for my high school students. I haven't heard a whole bunch of that. But I think they're just a little worried that this person was using their time in class to do a karaoke rendition of a Britney Spears song. I think her best song, by the way. The more you look into the story, it looks like this guy may have been trying to make this a thing. He had a TikTok. He was on Twitter. He had, you know, some social media where it looked like, I think he thought he could maybe become known as the karaoke substitute teacher,
sure,
that this would be his thing.
Yeah.
But the parents found out about it. They weren't happy. And the school said, you know what? We had hired that guy. We're not hiring that guy again. He's been fired. His version of Toxic is not great, but it's not the worst I've ever heard.
This video, now making the rounds on social media,
like everywhere on the internet,
was filmed Friday at Bowie High School. A substitute teacher truly making the curriculum his own. Turns out the Britney Spears impersonator is active on TikTok and Instagram, referring to himself as the real chill sub.
The real chill sub. That's what he was going for. Now, she says he's active, but I looked at his numbers. It's not like this guy had tens of thousands of followers or anything or had gone viral with this stuff. So, yeah, he's the real chill sub, and he's doing karaoke versions of songs. But I don't think this had worked for him, if indeed that was his goal, was
right,
to be the substitute karaoke guy. But the school's not happy about it. They said, actually, that the substitute did not identify himself properly to his first class, and some students were under the impression that he was not even approved to be on campus. So they thought this guy had shown up, and like, where's our teacher? And then he doesn't say, I'm your sub, here's my pass, or anything. He just starts singing Britney Spears. And like, well, this seems odd. And of course, kids
right,
have phones, so they film it all. Parents are not happy about it. So the school said they are going to change their vetting process for substitute teachers following the incident. And he is no longer going to be subbing at the school. We had a teacher who was not a substitute. She was my home ec teacher. And she fancied herself a singer at heart. Like, that's what she should have been doing. But there's just not enough room in the world for all the talent, right? But she had what it takes. She just had chosen a different career path.
Sure.
So every year at the holidays, she would bring in a karaoke machine.
Oh, come on.
I'm serious. And she would sing us a Christmas song or some sort of holiday song. And she would like dim the lights. And all the guys, I mean, the girls too, I remember burying our heads in our arms because we're dying laughing. She took
right,
it so seriously. But you know what? She loved it. I certainly don't think at the time that I could have gone home and said, Mom, this woman was singing us karaoke songs today. My mom would have been like, well, whatever. I guess, you know, at least you didn't have to do anything. I don't know.
Yeah.
And did anyone watch the People's Choice Awards?
And well, by the way, just if you're a sub, like, just sub.
Do your job. Just where's the curriculum?
I think your sub is like, is a sub. You're like, is everyone here?
Yep.
Everybody's safe, right?
Yep.
I don't know. Read whatever you're reading.
Yeah, that's it. That's all you got
to
do.
I don't need to re-educate you.
Yep.
There's a teacher that'll be back tomorrow.
They're usually young.
And they probably know you.
Yeah.
I don't know you.
I don't know you.
They've probably been
friends,
working for like a year on trying to, like, you know, get some kids to be quiet, some kids to get out of their shells, some kids, right? Like,
yeah,
there's probably some sort of process here.
Right.
I'm just a sub. They called me at like 7:15 and said your teacher was hungover.
Yeah, don't interrupt.
So
us.
I just, right, don't interrupt. Like, they're real teachers. They're doing something.
Right. We've been,
I don't mean that you're
them,
not, but you're not.
Well, you're not.
You're not.
You're
so
really not.
They probably are trying to build something in this class. Just don't roll in and change the whole thing.
Right. Like, you know what? I'll tell you
something.
I'm going to
go ahead and teach these guys some lessons. Like,
exactly.
No, you're not. Just shut up.
I'm going to be a mentor. You're not. You're gone in 45 minutes.
Right.
Don't
shut
be
up,
my mentor. The People's Choice Awards.
Mm-hmm.
Did anyone watch?
I didn't.
You didn't? Julia, I
would
have thought that's like part of your... Oh, that's right. You were trivia.
No.
Well, if you guys want a quick montage of who everyone's
yeah,
favorite is, here you go.
The fashion icon of 2021, Kim Kardashian West.
The reality show of 2021.
Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Wow, still the most popular reality show?
Comedy act of 2021.
Chelsea Handler, what's up?
Chelsea Handler, Kim Kardashian,
right.
Kim Kardashian. This almost sounds like 2016.
Right,
doesn't
right,
it?
Right.
For the daytime talk show of 2021, The Ellen DeGeneres.
Now it really sounds like
right,
I pulled
yeah,
the wrong
right,
audio.
Yeah.
Right? Like, what year have you got here?
Tom Hiddleston.
I don't know Tom Hiddleston. Do you guys know him?
Isn't that who Taylor Swift is with?
Oh, really? Well, I don't know. You're the
what does
Swift
he do?
Person. What
Tom
show is he on? Like a CSI
Hiddleston,
or something? I've heard that name before.
And
Tom Hiddleston. Oh, net worth. We're not worried about that. Oh, I recognize him. He's English, right?
Oh, they were together. Not
okay,
anymore.
Well, what was he in that people love so much? Maybe he's doing
He is an actor.
Okay. Well, anyway, he won.
For the female movie star of 2021, Scarlett Johansson.
Scarlett Johansson.
For action movie star of 2021.
Action movie star of 2021. Any guesses? Action movie star, people's favorite, 2021. Who's
the
our
Rock.
Favorite?
Yeah, Simu Liu.
Oh, it's not action The movie. Rock.
Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings.
I don't know what that is either.
The People's Champion Award, Dwayne The Rock
Johnson. He got People's Champion, whatever that means.
For the comedy movie star of 2021.
Dwayne Johnson, Jungle.
Yeah.
Male movie star of 2021. Dwayne Johnson!
He won three of those. The Rock is killing it.
Wow.
People love The Rock.
I know who Tom Hiddleston is now that I looked him up. He's Loki. In the Marvel, the Disney Plus thing.
Okay, I see him here sitting at a Comic-Con thing.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Is that what he won for?
I don't know. I don't even know what the people's choice awards are.
He's good, man. I just didn't know.
Well, anyway, people like him. And Kim Kardashian is still the style person of them all and has the best reality show.
Good for her.
Yeah, good for her.
The Church of Laszlo.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, oh.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.